Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we try to help Black people feel seen. Please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches. Word to Yo Gotti. I'm your host, Sequoia. And today, joining me to talk about holiday foods, we have Toya from That Wasn't In My Textbook podcast. Say what's up, Toya.
What up? Hello, everybody. Me.
Yeah. Tell them a little bit about yourself. Tell them about your podcast and all those things.
Yes. My name is Toya, also known as Toya from Harlem. I'm your historian homie, aka the Anthony Bourdain of history.
Period. And I love that.
Exactly. And I have a podcast called That Wasn't In My Textbook, which is a bi-weekly, sometimes weekly. We won't talk about it. we're trying to get the schedule together. But it's a podcast that helps us uncover the things we always wish we learned from that boring, bulky textbook. So it's an adult podcast, history podcast that is like the history class you never knew you always wanted to take. So we talk about like the lies our teacher taught us. So like the real history of Thanksgiving is a topic. And then we also just do like some fun, spicy stuff, like the history of stripping and the history of cannabis.
Ooh, I love
so
that.
It's
That's fun.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the history class you never knew you always wanted to take. So definitely subscribe. You can do that while you're listening to this episode. That Wasn't In My Textbook. And you know, you don't have to go in any order. We're in season 4. You can listen to whatever you want in whatever order, whatever topic jumps out at you.
I love that. Now I'm definitely about to go check out that history of stripping episode. I want to know what's going on with strippers.
It's a very interesting history.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into talking about holiday foods, we have In My Defense. In My Defense is a segment where we bring one of our controversial or unpopular opinions and we defend it for you all. I do have one this week. Toya, you brought one?
Yes, I have one.
Okay. You want me to start or you want to go?
I think you should start.
Okay, cool. I'll start. So, in my defense, I think y'all already know this about me. If you've been listening to this show for a little bit, you know that I have strange food opinions. This one's really not that strange to me, but some of y'all swear that this is just fucking disgusting and weird and strange. It's not that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
In my defense, ranch is the best condiment of all time.
Disagree.
I drink Wingstop ranch through a straw. And low-key, often do consume Wingstop ranches by itself. I hate to say that. It's embarrassing. If I have a little bit of ranch left over after my chicken wings, I'm definitely going to consume that ranch. And I put ranch on a lot of different things. I put ranch on spaghetti. I put ranch on pizza.
I am at a loss for words.
See? It's, you know what it is? East Coast people in particular do not fuck with ranch like that. When I go to the East Coast and ask for ranch at places, they're like, for what? And I'm like, for the fucking pizza that you just gave me. Like, when I go to like to get the dollar slice or whatever, they be like, you asked for what? And I'm like, ranch. They're like,
you could get your ranch on like a buffalo wing pizza slice. Because they belong on buffalo wings.
But that's it. You say you're not giving. Okay, Toya. One time I'ma make some spaghetti. I'ma run it over. Toya lives near me. I'ma run it over to you with a little bit of ranch.
You better not.
I'm gonna run it over to the crib.
Decline. I'm like, I know this is that ranch spaghetti.
We're not
thing.
Home. Right. It's that ranch lady. I'm not answering the door. Leave her standing outside. She cannot come in here. It's delicious. If y'all have never tried ranch on spaghetti, I really need y'all to make that move right now. It's fantastic. I'm telling you.
So do you make it as like instead of tomato sauce?
No. I have never done that. I've never done that, but I have considered it. Considered it just to like trick people into it because people swear they wouldn't like it. And they actually would. Every time I've like had spaghetti and put ranch on it and like had somebody taste it who swore they wouldn't like it, they've been like, oh, this, okay. Like,
okay,
sure.
So what's the recipe? Like, you make regular spaghetti with tomato sauce?
Yeah, make regular spaghetti with the tomato sauce, whatever. Or like, you can even get the little can of, you know, Prego or whatever the hell you use. Ragu, put it in there, mix it up. You make your spaghetti, put some meat in there, whatever, do your whole thing. I make nigga spaghetti. We're not talking about Italian spaghetti, y'all. We're talking about nigga spaghetti. I don't even know if spaghetti is really Italian. But anyways, I'm sure it is. But spaghetti bolognese is probably Italian. But anyways.
Yeah.
The nigga spaghetti, you know, you got sausage pieces in it. You got ground beef maybe sometimes in it. And you got spaghetti. And you put that on your plate. You put ranch on top of that. And you mix it all up. It makes a nice, light, pinkish color. And then you
You got the TikTok pink sauce on your spaghetti?
Stop, no, please, please. Yes, if y'all didn't know, I am the TikTok pink sauce girl.
So you're making your own pink sauce. So you should, maybe that's your new staple, your own pink
maybe
sauce.
Maybe that's it. Hey, I'm going to start selling it right out the crib. I'm not going to refrigerate it for y'all or nothing. Y'all going to have to, you know, get it when you get it. Get it how you live.
So it's tomato sauce mixed with ranch.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you treat. So what I'm hearing is that you treat ranch like hot sauce.
Yes, 100%. And I do like hot sauce, but not like, I don't put it on anything like ever for the most part. I don't really think about it like that.
Okay.
But ranch, if I have spare ranch, I will try to find something to eat it with.
Do you put it on eggs?
No, that's fucking disgusting. No. I mean, well, I've never tried it. I don't know.
Oh. The fact that you are open-minded to that is concerning.
I mean, I've never tried it. But I will definitely, like, have ranch in the fridge and be like, let me order some fries right quick so I can get this ranch down. Or I'll be like, let me get some chips and just dip it in the ranch and just eat it that way, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Ranch connoisseur, if you will.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's fine. I'm happy to have disturbed you on this fine Saturday morning.
I know I am not the only person disturbed. I hope.
They said they're used to being disturbed. I say wild shit on here all the time about food.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have two, but I'm going to pick one, I guess. Or maybe I'll do two, whatever. They're both food related because of the topic, obviously. So one is that yams do not need to be candied.
You know? Okay.
You know, candied yams. No, they're yams. They're savory, not sweet.
That's fair.
You know, and like y'all making them candied and putting marshmallows on it is weird and unnecessary and nasty and sugar. Like what? It comes from the ground. Isn't it like a root vegetable or something? Like what are you doing? You don't candy potatoes. It's a potato.
Ooh, that's a good point. You don't candy a potato.
You don't candy a potato. That's weird, you know? So when people be talking about candy yams, I be like, can't stand it. Don't even put that on my plate. Like, you know, when you putting all the shit on your Thanksgiving plate and it's overflowing and everything's seeping into each other, the candy yams better not be on there. Like, do not.
That's fair. And speaking of seeping over, I think I have another slightly controversial opinion. I don't want my fucking foods to touch. Stop playing with me. When y'all be having them photos of multiple things on your fork.
Stacked.
I will literally harm you if you try to touch my foods too severely. If it just happens to organically touch a little bit, I'm not going to freak out. But people be really making their foods touch and I'm sick. I'm disgusted.
Well, some things pair nicely together, you know?
Like what?
I don't know, like macaroni and cheese and collard greens. Like you could maybe like, you could put like, you could have one little collard green in your macaroni and cheese.
It's not gonna be like the end of the world. I don't want it. You know? I don't want it.
You need like the kid plates that have the dividers so your food doesn't touch.
I've been told that I have childish taste before. And you know, whatever. I don't care. Y'all think that bothers me. I don't care. I'm gonna still eat it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think candied yams should be, I don't think yams should be candied. And my other thing is, because you just brought this up with the ranch, is like ketchup does not belong on eggs. Like, yeah, that's nasty.
I won't do it, but I'm not like, I understand how we get there. Because when you eat like a corned beef hash or something and there's like eggs mixed into whatever you're eating, like I'm always going to put ketchup on potatoes. And if there happens to be eggs mixed in with the potatoes, then the eggs getting hit with the ketchup too. I don't know.
Okay, maybe. But also it's like, why are you mixing potatoes with eggs? So that's a different story. But like, you know, I just feel like, no, ketchup is supposed to be on potatoes, fries, and burgers, and hot dogs. Like,
yeah.
It's not on eggs.
You like, think it's not an everything type condiment.
No, it's not. Hot sauce. If you put hot sauce on your eggs, okay, I kind of get that. It's not thick. It's not thick, you know, but ketchup?
So something about the viscosity of it is what's the problem. It's too thick for you. It got too much going on in the ketchup. Okay, it's a no from you. That's fair. The song of the week this week. I do have a song. Do you have a song?
Yes, I do have a song. You know, Beyonce still has a hold on me, and I just love Heated. Like, that's my song, you know? The face card never declined.
Heated is the one from, I think just recently I concluded from that album that Heated is the one.
Only the radio can play me. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of y'all niggas out here can play me.
That's one of Drake's best bars.
You know
I want to start
saying?
There.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You cannot play me. I cannot be played, okay? Unless you're, You know, I guess for us, it would be only the podcast stream can play us. I don't know, you know, but you get what I'm saying.
I'm going to put that somewhere. I'm going to get my wraps off and I'm going to put that in the bar.
Yes. Okay. Like, you know, like y'all regular niggas, y'all cannot play me. But the radio, who pays me, they can play me.
God, that is so good. Only a real man can tame me. Only the radio could play me.
That is like my favorite line. And also the face card never declines. Eat it. Eat it.
It's the voice that she's using. Like, Beyonce committed. She is an actress in there. The face card never declines.
My God. My God. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I was like, that this is just a lot of bars in that song. I'm pretty sure we're still missing some, but those are the major two right there.
No, 100%. There's one more bar in that song. I can't think of what it is, but I remember explicitly being like, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this bitch is talking her shit and I like it.
That song, every time that song, when I'm in a bad mood, I just put that song on. If I'm feeling down, I'm like, let me remind myself that I am that bitch.
Period. Oh, he did it so good. That is such a good one. I love that. Now, to pivot a little bit.
Yes.
The song I chose, I don't know if you're going to remember this one, Toya. It is like an older song, and it is called All the Things She Said by Tattoo.
Oh, I do know this song.
All the things you said, running through my head.
Yeah. That is my song right there.
This is not enough. It just has so much angst in it. Like, it's very much teen angst vibes in that song.
You know what? Unfortunately, I mean, this is like what your podcast title is. Like, there's not a lot of like modern day, you know, rock mm-hmm. pop going mm-hmm. on, because that's when Black people were really into like that mm-hmm. shit, because it was mm-hmm. popping. And like, I think even Jay-Z did a song with like Blink-182 or something like that, you know?
Yeah. But, no, that's a, yeah.
You know, there was like a crossover going on between like rock and hip hop, because the shit was good.
Yep.
And it hasn't happened since. Like, it just has not happened since.
That is so true. You know what? Drake has a, speaking of Drake, oh my God, there's a Drake line for everything. Drake has a bar where he says something like, niggas doing weak features for a pop artist because they pop down, is what he's saying. So I feel like when Drake comes out with bars like that, he'd be single-handedly killing industries. Drake said, wine by the glass, your man's a cheapskate. Niggas ain't ordered wine by the glass since then.
I know. He's changing the movement.
Yo, he be dragging niggas. He be embarrassing them. He said, already packed the garage. None of these shits is a Dodge.
And niggas love Dodge Chargers.
Right. He said, you niggas stay with Dodge. I bet you Dodge Charger sales is down. Like, I bet you they down.
Damn.
He be killing industry. So, yeah, leave it to Drake to embarrass these niggas into acting the way that we want them to. I appreciate it. Thank you for keeping the hierarchy the way it needs to be. moving on to holiday foods. Before I start this episode, because this episode is going to come out on Thanksgiving, I want to start here. Let's start with the obvious, but what needs to be said. We here at BPLP Pod, and by we, I mean me, do not fuck with Thanksgiving. The holiday stands for white supremacy, imperialism, genocide, thievery. What this episode will cover is food and how Black Americans historically have and continue to take whatever we're given and freak it, including scrap foods and bland foods.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Let's move forward.
Oh, can I add to your TED Talk?
Oh, please. Go for it.
Yes. Okay, because Thanksgiving is like made up. It's not real. That whole Plymouth Rock bullshit that's in our textbooks is a lie. In fact, Abraham Lincoln made up Thanksgiving to bring the North and the South together.
Okay.
You know, after the war, you know, and they were like, you know, trying to stop slavery or keep slavery. You know, it was really about politics. It wasn't about freeing Black people. But that's another story for another day. But he created Thanksgiving as a way to kind of subside the beef and the tension between the North and the South, and like have this holiday. It's called like the Thanksgiving Proclamation. You can look it up. It was made up in like the 18 something. And they talk about Thanksgiving in our textbooks as something that started in the 1920s. Not true, not true, not true. And so that's how we got Thanksgiving. I could go into a little bit more, but we'll just keep it at that. I will say also, like, you know, like you said, similar to you and like, you know, both of our audience, they probably all know like the shit is made up. We don't necessarily believe in Thanksgiving. However, I still like participate in the eating, you know,
we
what
like
I'm saying?
Family time and eating time.
Exactly. And then yep. I have, you know, as I have learned more about it, and I have an episode on like five myths about Thanksgiving, debunking five myths on Thanksgiving. You should check it out. But one of the things I always try to tell people every year, I like repost it every year, is just like two ways to celebrate, well, not celebrate, but two ways to acknowledge Indigenous people who were here before mm-hmm. us that were murdered and like, you know, the genocide that you talked about. So like Thanksgiving wasn't a celebration of like the colonizers and Indigenous people. That wasn't true. You know, like they were not cool. They were beefing and the colonizers were killing them. So, you know what I'm saying? So what I do try to tell people is like one, a conscious way to celebrate, you know, Thanksgiving is to, there's a website, it's called native/, let me look at what I wrote down. Mm-hmm. Cause I want to make sure I get it right. It's native-land.ca. It's a website where you can put in your zip code or you could put in your address and it will tell you the Indigenous groups that were the original inhabitants of that land.
Wow.
And so I always do that. Like if I travel on Thanksgiving or in a different place. So I always look that up. And then you can do a land acknowledgement like before mm-hmm. your meal, which is just basically acknowledging the original inhabitants of the land. The Indigenous people who were here, who allow their presence that was basically wiped out by the colonizers, that allow us to be here today. And so that's just kind of two things that I've started to do with my family and friends during the holiday to kind mm-hmm. of acknowledge the genocide and the truth around Thanksgiving is just kind of looking at the people who were originally here. When you on the website, they'll give you some facts and information about them, you know, what their community looked like. And then you can also just do like a land acknowledgement, which is just really like a moment of silence to be like, thanks to the original inhabitants of this land for allowing me to be here. We appreciate you. And, you know, move on to the meal.
That's a really good call out. I very much appreciate you giving the way to consciously celebrate the holiday that we like to come around and have family near us and eat food.
Yes, yes. So, you know, try it. It might be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, try that out. That's very good. I also want to caveat by saying I am Black American.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that's the only perspective that I can speak from. So I can't speak from a more diasporic perspective on this particular topic because I don't have one. So yeah, that's the perspective I'm going to be speaking from about the food regarding this episode. I know that there are other foods that people probably eat on Thanksgiving that Black people probably eat on Thanksgiving that are relevant as well. I do not have that context, unfortunately. And so this is what I'm going to give you all.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm.
First question, do you call it dressing or stuffing?
Stuffing.
You call it stuffing?
Yeah, it's being stuffed into the turkey.
I call it dressing. We don't stuff it in the turkey at my house. We make it in a pan of its own and then eat it like that.
But even if I feel like even I've had it that way too, but it's still called stuffing because it's a whole bunch of stuff together.
It's stuffing.
It's like bread and, you know, you're like mixing stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely is a hodgepodge of stuff.
Because dressing is like almost liquid. You know, you put dressing on a salad. You know what I'm saying? There's dressing and there's gravy. And then there's stuffing.
That's fair. And you, to be fair, in my household, sometimes we do put gravy on top of the dressing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's never liquid. It's always like a sauce, you know. I like my dressing or stuffing. I actually go back and forth. I call it dressing or stuffing.
Okay.
But I like mine a little drier. And I know that people like have thoughts and feelings. Some people like it wet.
Yeah.
I like it dry. Which way you like it?
I like it medium, like somewhere in between. So not completely dry, but not like soaking wet either.
I hate the muddiness and like the, if I can hear it, if it sounds like mac and cheese,
oh, you're
disgusted.
Like, no.
I don't want that at all. I want it burnt. I like it crusty a little bit.
Oh, okay. I don't mind either. I mean, I don't like it super wet, but I don't mind it being hard, but I do like it to have a little bit of give. Like, you know, I don't want to have to use a knife. I don't want to have to
use I don't want to have to cut it. I definitely don't want to have to cut it. I wanted to be able to use my fork and get it. And that's it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, I never even heard anyone calling stuffing dressing.
What? Really?
I would be so confused that you're, I'd be so confused at your Thanksgiving dinner. I'd be like, why do people talk about stuffing?
I know. You'd be like, what the hell is dressing? Like, what are y'all, y'all got ranch? Back to ranch.
I know. I know Sequoia here. Loves ranch.
Right. Now she's about to bring ranch out on Thanksgiving. Please. I would never do that. I would never do that.
You haven't tried it yet.
That sounds kind of crazy. I think I would be excommunicated from my family for trying to bring ranch out on
Thanksgiving. You in the corner or at the children's table.
I swear to God, they were pulling out the children's table just for me. They'd be like, sit over there. You're exiled. Please.
Yeah, enough. I don't know what this is. We can't watch this.
Oh my God. You know what? You know what I just thought about? So I have a recurring guest on this podcast named Jewel Wicker. Jewel Wicker. I talk about Jewel all the time on this show. As y'all can tell, I really fucking love Jewel. Jewel posted a fucking photo on Instagram the other day. Jewel cooks. Like, okay. Jewel really fucking cooks, okay? Jewel is a fucking cook. She's gonna give you some good ass food.
Chef Jewel.
Chef Juliana. Now, you know, that's a good ass chef. She posted this photo on Instagram, her story, of a plate of food that she had made. It had fried chicken on it. It had, I want to say like mac and cheese on it, and it had greens on it. And I was like, oh, that looks so good. Mm. And then she posted another one talking about, oh, you know, I had to add tomatoes to the greens. She had tomato slices. I wanted to fight.
What?
So then I wanted to fight. She gonna post about the tomatoes and talking about, do y'all put tomatoes on y'all greens? Everybody said, no, babe. What are you talking about? Like, it's giving crack. I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody said no. And she said we were all wrong and that it adds a freshness and yada, yada. And then a couple days later, Tabitha Brown.
Nah, Auntie Tabitha.
Posted some fucking greens with tomato slices on it. And I said, so this is a movement. This is something some of y'all really do.
They have an agenda. They have a tomato and collard green agenda.
It's the tomato and collard green agenda. And you won't get me. No. It's a hard no for me.
No.
Okay, so that sounds absurd to you too. Because it's how she called me a bully. She said I was bullying her and doing too much. I said, babe, you have tomatoes on your greens.
No.
Please. Mm-mm. You deserve this. I'm sorry.
No, that is not okay. It's like greens are already wet, you know?
Right, very wet.
So you're going to put tomatoes are wet.
Right.
So that just seems like extra wetness.
And tomatoes are mostly water. I don't want water on my fucking greens.
It's going to water it down. And then the texture of the collard green on like a tomato slice, like that sounds disgusting.
They have two similar textures. Like you're not, it's not adding. Like, no, no. I just couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. She's going to be mad. I talked about this on the podcast. She's going to be okay.
She stood 10 toes down. So she's probably going to be like, I need to defend myself.
She doubled and tripled down on this shit. Next time she on the show, I'm going to have to bring it up again because I literally couldn't believe that she would do some shit like that.
No. No, that is not okay. That's not okay.
It was not okay. Okay, I had to get that out just to make sure that I wasn't.
That stressed me out.
Right? I have an additional question for you.
Okay.
I like this one dish that is often made on holidays in Black American communities that I've realized most Black folks who are under the age of 50 are not with.
Under the age of 50. Okay, I had a guess, but I don't think I'm right. Can I guess? I thought it was like chitlins.
It is chitlins.
Okay. I was like, but people, I feel like that under the age of maybe 40.
Okay, 40. Okay, 40. Okay.
Maybe 45.
Okay,
maybe under the age of 40. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They don't really fuck with. And I really fuck with a chitlin. A chitlin has a stronghold on me, and I don't get it often enough. It's really only like a Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's type
holiday.
Thing. You're not getting it. Right. You're not getting on all of them. But I'm going to fuck a chitlin up. You like a chitlin?
No. Even when, I mean, you know, like right now I'm not really eating meat, but I'm obviously going to talk about from my meat perspective because it's more naturally popular. But like, I feel like you're either a chitlins person or you're not. There's no in between.
No, nobody's medium on that.
Yeah. And my dad, like he's like, you know, from the South and like my Southern part of the family, I would see and smell a lot of the prep. So I couldn't even eat it.
Hey, podcast listeners. I'm Gianna.
I'm Chica.
And we're the hosts of Shoujo Sunday.
Shoujo Sunday is a podcast about shoujo anime, which is Japanese animation with a focus on women.
We aim to review and reflect on shoujo and shoujo adjacent properties that deserve more attention than what they currently receive.
You can find us on all major podcast platforms, social media, and on our website, www.shoujosunday.com.
Thanks. See you there.
Yes, that's the big thing. Yes, I was the same way when I was young. I think I tasted a chiller for the first time, and I was like, maybe like 11 or 12 or something. But they have been being prepared at my home, and I could see the prep, and I could smell it, and I was just like, I'm never putting that shit in my mouth.
Yeah,
like I'm simply just not gonna put it in my mouth. And then we went to a restaurant. Me and my mom went to like a soul food restaurant, Eminem's Soul Food. Shout out Eminem's. I think it's maybe one left in LA.
Oh,
last time
I checked. I need to add this to my list.
There used to be
list.
Like a few of them.
Okay.
Yeah. We went to Eminem's Soul Food and they had chitlins on.
Hi, this is Biz. And this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class. Tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Menu, and my mom ordered it. And, you know, when I was there, I didn't see it being made or smell it being made. Mm. And so my mom was like, just try it. And I was like, whatever. And so I put it in my mouth and I was like,
this I fuck with a chitlin.
Is so fucking good. Are you kidding? And I've been about it ever since.
They show up sometimes on occasion on the table. They haven't shown up in a while because now my cousin hosts it and he's like more bougie. So it's not there. But yeah, I have family members who've eaten it. I have tasted it definitely with a lot of hot sauce. Because my mom is a hot sauce person. So anything I taste off her plate is like, I can't taste this. Like, you just drenched in hot sauce. But I hate cooking for her, by the way. She'd be like, grabbing the hot sauce, which she even taste. I'm like, can you taste the flavors that I paired before you start putting hot sauce
on it?
You
know what I mean? Dumping hot sauce on it?
Like, right. Disrespectful. Like,
right.
You know, like, come on, taste the food.
How you know my food need hot sauce? How you just gonna start dumping?
Exactly. So I have tasted it. It didn't taste bad when I tasted it, but I think just like, maybe psychologically.
It's like psychologically knowing
I can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy it.
I get that. No, I certainly get that. I think there are certain things like that. Like if I watch my mom make the macaroni and cheese, I don't like cheese. I don't like cheese.
Oh, okay.
I do not like cheese.
Wow.
At
cheese
all.
Is like, I tried to be like real vegan and like cut the dairy. And I was like, I cannot live without cheese. Like,
you can't get rid of the cheese.
I cannot.
That's the one
get
that people struggle with the most.
Yeah.
I don't like cheese at all. And so I can't watch the mac and cheese being made.
Mm.
And I really only like my mom's because she's not going to do like
too
layers
much.
Of
yeah.
cheese. You know, it'll have like some and whatever. I can deal with that. But I can't watch her make it because if I watch her make it, I'm gagging and I'm not.
Yeah, you're like, nah, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I can't. I can't. Oh, this.
I'm the person like eating the cheese while you're making it and you're like, Latoya.
Oh my God, no. No, Toya,
I'm
no.
like shredding the cheese, eating the cheese. Make some
no.
cheese, eating the cheese.
Toya, no.
I love it.
Okay, I'm going to give you a list
okay.
of foods and you tell me which one got to go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, mac and cheese, collard greens, sweet potato pie, potato salad, stuffing, cranberry sauce, Hawaiian rolls.
Cranberry sauce and sweet potato pie can go.
They can both go. Okay, you said you're not a sweets girl like that.
No, I don't. And also, like, the cranberry, like, I don't know. I don't get it.
That's fair. I really don't get cranberry sauce.
I don't get it. And it, like, comes out of the can. Everyone says a can is better, which is, like, fine. I'm not an anti-can person. But, like, what are you supposed to do? We supposed to put it on the turkey? Like, I don't get it.
They do. They be putting it on the turkey. They be putting it on the rolls.
Hawaiian rolls gotta stay. That's like a Black people staple. You know, that's like the after church meal. You know what
it
I'm
sure
saying?
Is. Like, it sure is. That's another thing about holiday foods. Black people will eat most of these foods on a Sunday and, like, you know, like a lot of other times too.
Yeah.
We just make them in much larger quantities around the holidays, plus turkey.
Yeah.
And
we'll make like all of it instead of like two or three of them.
Right. Exactly. You get the ham, you get the turkey. Oh, speaking of turkey, a deep fried turkey.
I have not had that yet. And everyone says that is it because turkey is so dry to me. And people are like, the deep fried turkey is where it's at. And I'm like, I don't even know. Okay, where am I supposed to do that at?
It's just so unsafe to deep fry a turkey. Every year you see, do you see the videos going around the internet every year?
Well, I think you should order it. I think that's probably the thing. It's like to order it from a professional person who does it. And then you're good. Or have you heard of like when people are stuffing, like they put the duck in the turkey, a tadurkey, like they be doing stuff like that.
That sounds bougie. No, I never heard that, but I fuck with duck.
Yeah. Mm-mm. They say it keeps it like juicy or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
You said duck?
Yeah. They like put different things, other animals inside the turkey.
Not other animals. Not the little rubber duckies inside the turkey.
I think it's the duck only. But like, my thing is also, I don't really go for the turkey during Thanksgiving.
Me neither. Unless it's deep fried, I don't care about the turkey. I'm not eating that.
It's dry. It's dry. It's giving
If you're
going to
give me just a regular turkey,
something.
I'm not eating it. Not your meat milk.
And I don't even drink milk. But it's like you need something to wash it down.
No, certainly. I'll do a ham. I'll always go for the ham.
Ham. I fuck with the ham.
Right.
The turkey, you don't put that on my plate.
Don't put, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Okay, off this list, mac and cheese, collard greens, sweet potato pie. I should have left sweet potato pie out because that's
yeah, I already told you I would get rid of that. I was like, sweet potato pie.
I'm getting rid of, this is a hard list. If I'm looking at just the savory things, because honestly, I'll get rid of all the sweet shit. If I'm looking at just the savory, mac and cheese, collard greens, potato salad, and dressing, that's real hard for me.
They have to stay.
Mac and cheese, collard greens, potato salad, dressing or stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah. They have to stay. You're getting rid of the cranberry sauce and the yams. You're doing the same thing as me.
I'm certainly getting... Oh, I forgot about... I didn't even put yams on here because I don't even fuck with yams at all. I forgot that yams exist as a holiday food because I literally ignore the fuck out of yams. I'm not eating that.
Either. Yeah. Do you have like a new... Like, because now we're like older, right? And like, I feel like... You know, I'm in LA. I'm originally from New York. I've had a couple of, I've basically had Thanksgiving here the past 3 years. So I kind of have created my own traditions, like with my friends, like we have a little Friendsgiving and like my partner. So is there like a new dish that you've started to make for yourself or that you've like tried to introduce to your own tradition or your meal or anything like that?
I don't cook, so start there.
Well, have you introduced anything? Has anyone else introduced anything?
Someone. I went to a Friendsgiving last year. I talked about this last year on Thanksgiving. I went to a Friendsgiving with white people for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And they, well, it wasn't the white people that made it. A black person had made green bean casserole. Ooh. And I never had green bean casserole. Have you?
No. What's in it besides green beans? I've heard of casseroles, but not a green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole. Yeah, that's like a Thanksgiving staple for amongst white people. But a black person had made this one. And it was delicious.
What
it was
in
fucking
it?
Delicious. It has like cream of mushroom soup as the base, I would say.
Okay.
And then green beans mixed in and then some type of like fried onions on top.
Oh.
And so, like, it has, like, a crispiness to it. It was really fucking good. I love all those ingredients. I love a mushroom, the mushroom soup.
Okay.
Cream of mushroom soup. I love it. I like a green bean. And I love the little fried onion top. So, it was really good. That was the first time I had it. It was great.
That actually sounds not bad at all. And you know, since a black person made it, I'll let it pass.
And it was a black person that made it. And it made more sense. Because I've heard of green bean casserole for years for Thanksgiving food amongst my white friends and all that. And I'm just like, that sounds like some white people mess.
The word casserole is
casserole
a white person
word. Is an offensive word. Let's start there. Casserole sounds like something the lunch lady made. The lunch lady would like a hairy mole on her chin, mm-hmm. and whose hair net doesn't fit right, and there's hairs coming out.
Yep.
You know?
And who just slaps it on your plate.
Right. And it's no just love. Slop. That's what, and it's gray. That's what casserole sounds like. And green bean casserole very much fits that description. It does have a grayish color, and it does sloppy, whatever. But it was tasty. That shit was good.
Mm, okay. You know, mm-hmm. casserole and pot pies, I can't even say it.
Pot pies?
They're not my thing.
You know what? And a pot pie is a type of casserole, it seems like. Like, if I thought about a pot pie, it does give casserole vibes.
Yeah, because it has, like, a crust, and then it has a whole bunch of stuff underneath. And then I think it has a cream and mushroom, I think, is mostly the base of, like, most pot pies.
And I do like a casserole. I mean, I do like a pot pie. I don't fuck with casserole.
But they're cousins or something.
They are. They definitely are. I feel like pot pies are more black, though.
Maybe, because of the crust.
I feel like black people fuck with a pot pie and not a casserole, like, generally. But I don't like peas either. And there's peas always in a pot pie.
Yeah, there is. And carrots and potatoes. And carrots.
And I could do without a cooked carrot. I'll eat it. But like a pea, I'm not putting in my mouth. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the food on holidays always going to bust.
Yes, they
and
do.
Any type of black household that you've been at. I said I can't speak from a Caribbean perspective because I really can't. But my boyfriend is Caribbean. And I have done Thanksgivings at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And at least at his house, there is a lot of just like traditional Thanksgiving food going on.
Uh-huh.
But there's also Caribbean food going on. There's the oxtail and there's roti. Mm-hmm. And there's just like other fucking fantastic things. God, they're so fucking good.
Yeah, that's like, you know, my family, we have like a Caribbean background too on one side. And like my aunt and stuff like that. That my uncle's married to. So like, yeah, we'll have some sprinkling. We'll have like the traditional meals and then we'll have like the different Caribbean food too. So there might be a little jerk chicken over there. You know, there's oxtail. There's just like a lot of good stuff. I've gotten a little bougie.
Curry goat.
Oh my God.
My favorite. That's my top, you know, Caribbean dish.
I miss
at
meat,
all.
Man. I'm like, I've been craving an oxtail for like 2 years and I don't know what to do about it.
Damn, you might just
I need
might
to give
have
in.
To go on and get that. Yeah, you might just have to go and see about an oxtail.
I might just have to go see about it. But like, because I've been having Thanksgiving here, I've been doing different things. So like, even though I don't like candy yams, right? I've been taking like sweet potatoes, which is basically the same thing, and making like a mashed potato with sweet potatoes with like butter and garlic. You know what I mean? Like a little mashed potato situation, but with like sweet potatoes. It tastes really good. It's kind of like if you have like a baked, I don't know if you ever had like a baked sweet potato with like butter and stuff. It's pretty much the same thing as a regular potato, but it's just like a little, it has like that sweet potato thing, but it's not like candied. Okay, guys, like relax. It's not wild.
Yeah.
Another bougie thing that I've been doing, y'all about to judge me, but like if you go to Sprouts, if you're in LA, if you go to Sprouts, their seafood section is like, they be having sales. And they have, they have lobster tails. Like I literally bought some yesterday, but they be like, depending on the day, it could be $5 to $7. You get like two, like you get one, like the $7 each. So I got like four of them last year and I just made like some, and they like already take the tail off for you or whatever. So I just made some lobster tails, like pop them in the oven. It's like 10 minutes, a little butter, a little Old Bay. And it's like so good. Like
I'm trying to do Thanksgiving with Toya. Yeah, Toya house. Okay.
You know, cause
okay.
I don't do the turkey and I'm like more pescatarian. So I've been trying to introduce more like seafood to Thanksgiving, which is hard because also you can like easily overcook seafood. So it's just like, you got to like time it and everything. So I've been doing a little bit more seafood, fish, lobster, shrimp. I've been doing shrimp too, like mm-hmm. as a part of, and that's normally not a staple for me. I don't know about you, but we never really have shrimp during Thanksgiving.
No, we never have any seafood during Thanksgiving, like at all. The closest we come to seafood on a holiday is Christmas or New Year's, we'll have gumbo.
Ooh.
And so that'll have like the crab legs in it, sometimes shrimp. I prefer shrimp not to be in my gumbo, but that's just me. But
so the pescatarian, I've been trying to, my pescatarian life has me introducing more seafood to my Thanksgiving and Christmas meals, which I like.
And that's something that black people love is seafood, for real.
They love a boil.
Black people love a seafood boil, a crab boil.
A crab leg.
Yeah. Yep. I have Black People Love Crab Legs episode. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I gotta listen to that one.
Yeah.
Yes,
black
we
people
do.
Do love a crab leg.
Yes,
yep.
We do.
And a shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm black people. That's me.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. So I was like, people were like, are you vegan? Are you? I'm like, I'm a conscious eater. I eat. I try to just be conscious of what I put in my body.
Right. Don't label me.
Don't label me. I just try to be healthy as much as I can, which is impossible when they're putting a whole bunch of genetics in my food. So
it's so annoying. Like, if I really dig, I just get stressed out and then I get over it because I'm like, I can't eat anything healthy because you niggas trying to kill me. So
exactly. Like, even the seafood is farmed. I got to be looking at the label. So it's like, I'm just a conscious eater. I try not to eat too much of bad things, but I do enjoy some things here and there. I'm not going to deprive myself.
A couple things. Why would you do that?
You know, life is already hard enough as it is. Now you don't life want me to, hard. I can't eat cheese. No, that's not happening.
Not fucking happening.
No,
right?
No. I got to be happy somewhere.
That's very fair. Do you have any other holiday tidbits that you would like to get off about the holiday foods and holidays in general?
No, I mean, I did a little fun fact last year that, like, during Thanksgiving, there are 46 million turkeys being made, like, and just in America alone.
Poor turkeys.
You know, poor turkeys. And then I think on Christmas, it's like 26. So it goes down.
26 million?
Yeah. Because people still so bring people out the turkey.
Eat turkey on, I know. People eat turkey on Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, but.
I don't either.
You know.
Unless we have, like, frozen it from Thanksgiving, which sometimes will happen. Like, there'll be just like a lot of leftover food, and so it'll be frozen and they'll bring it back out around Christmas time. But by that point, don't even look at me with a turkey.
Yeah, no.
I'm so fucking fed up with turkey by the time that Thanksgiving is over.
The Thanksgiving leftovers be lasting too long. It's like
way too long. I'm like, y'all. Like how your mom liked to say spaghetti in there. After Thanksgiving, she loved to say, oh, them leftovers in there. Mom, those leftovers have been in there.
They're expired.
For a week and a half.
They're expired.
Come on. They cannot. Come on. They ain't been frozen or nothing. I'm not about to eat that. She like, no, it's good. No, it's not. I'm not eating
it.
It's
old. And I also, I try, like, now that I'm older, you know, especially since I'm spending money on the food my damn self, I'm like, I'm trying to flip it and reverse it, like, thinking I'm fucking Top Chef, Food Network. I'm like, oh, maybe I can make a sandwich out of
butter. Right.
Like, I'm trying to do
I've been trying to do that, too. I'm like, okay, I'll make a turkey sandwich. Hold on. Let me do this. Don't be good. It don't be hidden. I'll be trying to make a turkey salad, like tuna salad, you know? Like, I'll shred it up.
Yeah, you're just trying to do something different, you know? Like,
it's not hidden. I'm like, can I make like a turkey croquette? Like, is that a thing? Like, no.
You know, it's like, I don't have money or food to waste, but like, how many ways can I flip it and reverse it? You know?
Right.
Like, it's macaroni and cheese. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to, it's collard greens. What am I supposed to make into a ball and fry it? Like, I don't understand.
Ooh, now.
I don't know. It might be too wet to fry, I feel like. But the idea
maybe
of it.
Maybe put like a dough around it. And then drop that dough in the deep fryer.
That might work.
That might do something. I don't know. Hold on. That just really did something for me. I might really try that.
And then she's going to dip it in some good ranch, y'all.
Right. Oh, you know, I'm going to have some ranch dip on the side. I'm going to have a little Wingstop ranch
cup.
For your
collard greens. Your fried collard green balls.
Yeah. Wow. That's black as shit. Oh, my God. That reminds me of fried green tomatoes. That's another black ass thing.
Oh, I love fried green tomatoes. I don't know how to make them, though. But I like them.
I don't know how to make them either. They actually, like, they can't be that hard. I say that as I probably try to go make them and burn the whole fucking kitchen down. They are good, though. I'll say that. They're good.
They are.
I think it's like cornmeal on the outside. Maybe like an egg wash with the potato, cornmeal, drop it in the fryer.
Yeah. I could see that.
Some seasoning, naturally.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that I like to eat that I don't know how to make or I'm not interested in making, you know? I just want to eat it.
Yeah. that's the big part is that I'm not interested in learning how to make it. Not interested. Ooh, but you know what I am interested in? Some fucking Caribbean food. Now that you brought up curry, or I brought up curry goat.
Yeah, you about to like, go have that to today now?
I'm definitely going to have curry goat. I'm about to order it right now, so it's here by the time we get off the
call.
Wait,
where do you order Caribbean food in LA? Because, I'm sorry, I have yet.
So, like I said, my boyfriend's family is Caribbean.
Okay.
My boyfriend's Caribbean.
Okay.
And so they've been going to this place called Natrali Art their whole lives. And it colloquially is known as Juicy's because the owner's name is Juicy. And so I call it Juicy's. It's called Natrali Art. It is half restaurant, half Caribbean market type situation, like a miniature grocery store even.
How do you spell
and
that?
Let me look at my little.
Because I'm like, I have given up, like, honestly.
I saw somebody else post a plate that looked really fucking good of Caribbean food the other day, too. They wouldn't say where it was from because they're trying to keep it low, which pissed me off.
I don't like that. That's giving big hater energy. You're not only depriving me, who's hungry, but you're also depriving the business of money.
Why would you fucking do that? Right. It's a small black business, I'm sure. Give them their fucking money. So the place is called Natrali Art. It is spelled N-A-T R-A-L-I-A-R-T. Naturally Art Jamaican restaurant.
Okay. And they deliver to Korea now?
They do. And I'm about to order it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that sounds amazing.
Right? That's that on that. But yeah, my whole thing about chitlins and that type of thing is Black people will create something good out of whatever scraps we are given.
Mm-hmm.
We were, you know,
I mean,
that was
an oxtail
like,
as well.
An oxtail as well, right. Those are like discarded portions that during slavery, the white slave owning families didn't want. And so they would give them to the slaves. And we created cuisines out that shit, baby.
Exactly. Exactly. And then on top of it, right, today now you start hearing about people talking about like sustainable kind of, this is like a bougie, like sustainable cooking, which is like using every part of the animal. We've been doing that, bitch. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing that. We've been taking the animal and using every fucking part, including the tail, okay? Including the fucking hooves, my nigga. Like,
right.
We're good on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we weren't calling
it
that.
Pig feet?
Yeah, pig feet, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I've seen bird feet in one of those pickling things before.
Yeah, like we're not people. We like, and also people eat like fucking chicken feet. You know what I'm saying? Like we're using
yes.
all parts
right.
of the animal.
Gizzards.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like eating
yep.
fucking liver and shit. Like
yep.
obviously we made it. We flipped it and reversed it. We made it good. You know what I'm saying? But also now y'all want to talk about sustainable living, sustainable cooking. We've been doing that. We've been recycling. We've been repurposing. Why do you think we got a whole bunch of plastic bags in our house? Like, don't play with us. Don't play with me. Now you name it something different.
Exactly. Black people as well as Native people have literally been sustainable always. Like Native people knew how to live sustainably off of the land always. Black people have been, you know, using the whole animal, using plastic bags and all that shit always.
Always.
So don't come in and try to gentrify the things that we've been doing the whole time and try to make it quote unquote sustainable living. No, white people historically have just been destructive.
Exactly.
And y'all are trying to now clean up that destruction that you have historically been.
Exactly. And non-white people have been environmentalists since day one. You know what I'm saying? Since day one. We understand. Exactly. We respect the earth. You know what I mean? That's a part of our religious. That's a part of our spirituality is respecting the earth and understanding the power and honoring why, you know, understanding that it's a privilege for us to be here instead of just trying to like go and murder people and conquer and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like we don't feel like we have a divine right to anything. That's like that whole manifest destiny shit that a lot of white people believe, you know,
mm-hmm.
culturally European people were believing and spitting and using Christianity to do. But like culturally for Black people and non-white people, you know, like Muslims, all of that, it's all about like honoring the earth, being grateful, having gratitude,
exactly.
recycling, reuse. You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
Get out of here. Like we've been doing
that.
Get
out of here. Right.
Doing, you know
right.
Don't, even
don't
with the concept of Thanksgiving leftovers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that is a real big thing. People come to Thanksgiving and Christmas with their Tupperware, right? That they reuse from when they order Chinese food or Jamaican food. They bring, that's recycling, right? They take those containers, they wash them and they use them from when people come over and want to take food or when they want to go to someone else's house and they know they're going to take food. And it's about like divvying up the leftovers because you know you got too much damn food anyway. So you're going to give
yeah.
some to your aunt, you're going to give some to so-and-so and they're going to take it with their Tupperware and take it home.
Those cookie
jars.
Tins,
yep.
Yep. With the sewing kits in it and whatever the hell else goes in it. Butter containers, like those, like the tubs of butter.
Mm-hmm.
You open that shit up. It often don't have butter in it. You're in a Black household, you know.
Yeah.
It's just.
The junk drawer is full of like condiments and stuff that you don't want to necessarily throw out because you have not
yes.
used it.
Yes, I have a couple of those.
You know what I'm saying? You got a coordinator that you could use. Like, there's no reason for me to just go and have this go to the landfill. I'm gonna just keep it in my house until somebody needs it.
100%. Very much. Environmentally friendly group of folks.
Exactly. We've been doing this.
Been about it.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that's all I got for holiday foods. You got anything else you wanted to say?
No, I mean, I'm very excited. It's like, I mean, obviously, you know, Thanksgiving, we talked about it, like the root of it is bullshit and rooted in genocide and stuff like that. But I do love, you know, as Black people, we love gathering, You know what I'm saying? So like, even if we think about Christmas, Christmas again is also made up. But
I was going to say, you know, we could also talk about Christmas if we want
exactly.
to.
Exactly. But they're just kind of outside of the made up element of it that we were taught and trained to do. You know, at the root of it now, what it is now is just like an opportunity for people to gather friends, family. That's why we have Friendsgiving, all that other stuff. It doesn't always have to be family. And it's just like a beautiful time of the year, I think, to just...
I agree. It's my favorite time of the year. I love fall. I love September through the end of the year is my favorite time of the year. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it stresses me out a little bit because you're like, oh my God, the end of the year. Have I done my things? Have I?
Oh, yeah.
What are my goals? Q4, you know?
I know. We're at Q4, right. No, and it's mad expensive. This time of the year is real expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, but then there's like an excuse to go to be around your family because it's hibernation season. It's time for you to like get back.
Exactly. Right. I feel like I really like holiday seasons because I really like holidays. I'm a holiday girl. I like, all holidays, essentially. And I feel like it's because life in general is so miserable and this world is filled with so much suffering that any opportunity I can take to celebrate, I will do that. So every single holiday, I'm gonna turn up because life is fucking miserable. So
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm hungry. I'm about to go order.
I'm really hungry.
I'm gonna make food. I'm not gonna order. I'm gonna make food.
I ordered already. I put my order in for my curry goat. That's on the way, baby. Toya, tell them where they can find you on the internet.
All over the interwebs, you can find me at Toya from Harlem. And then you can also find me at That Wasn't in My Textbook. If you're listening to this podcast now, that means you already love podcasts, so you might as well subscribe to mine. You know what I'm saying? And I have a deeper dive episode on the history of Thanksgiving, debunking 5 myths. So you can like definitely check that out, listen to it, tell a friend and tell a friend. And so yeah, that's where you can find me is That Wasn't in My Textbook podcast and Toya from Harlem.
Yes, that's fantastic podcast, by the way, y'all. Like, if you want to know about Thanksgiving, if you want to know about strippers,
exactly.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that is. As usual, you can find me at BPLPpod across all social media platforms, and you can email any questions that you have, any topic suggestions you have, any guest suggestions you have to blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. And that's about it. Happy holiday, y'all.
Happy holidays.
I don't want to say happy Thanksgiving. I just don't like it. But happy. Y'all know what holiday is. Y'all know what day this came out on. Listen to it with your family. See if they like it.
Yes. And try some of the tradition, the new, like the land acknowledgement, looking up the lands. Like try some of those things to introduce to your new holiday traditions.
Certainly. Do all that. All right. I'll see y'all next week or, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Y'all know I don't do this shit weekly. But bye.